Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned the US against ethnic cleansing in Gaza. He was responding to President Trump's plan for the US to take ownership of the territory and force Palestinians to leave. There have been misgivings among Mr. Trump's allies too, as Tom Bateman, who was at the White House briefing in Washington, explains.
The spokeswoman appeared to contradict Mr. Trump, who yesterday said the displacement would be permanent, while she said it would be temporary. Other elements of the proposals also seemed to be unravelling. When asked yesterday if US troops would be involved, Mr. Trump said he would do whatever it took. Today, the spokeswoman said he had not committed to use US forces. This issue has already divided Republicans, with some deeply concerned at the Gaza plan, as Mr. Trump had promised Americans he would keep the US out of foreign wars. Meanwhile, his chief diplomat Marco Rubio called the plan an offer, even though Mr. Trump had said other countries would have to pay for the reconstruction.
Protesters in Dhaka in Bangladesh have vandalised and set fire to the family home of the former Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, who was overthrown last year. Hundreds of people, many of them students, used a mechanical digger to tear down parts of her house and her late father, Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, the first president of Bangladesh. Our South Asia regional editor, Ambarasan Ethiarajan, has the details.
Student leaders in Bangladesh declared the protest in response to the announcement that the former Prime Minister would make an address via social media from exile in India. One protester said they wanted to destroy the home, now a museum, because it was a symbol of fascism. Murals of Ms. Hasina's father, an independence hero, were destroyed in other parts of the country. In her address, Ms. Hasina said the protesters can demolish a building, but they can't erase history.
The United Nations says at least 2,900 people are now thought to have died during the rebel takeover of the Congolese city of Goma. On Wednesday, the Rwandan-backed M23 rebels took the mining town of Nwabibwe, despite declaring a ceasefire earlier this week. With more details, here's Grant Ferret.
A spokesman for the UN agency OCHA described the extent of the killings in Goma as staggering. The relative calm in the city has enabled more details to emerge. In one incident, the UN says more than 100 female prisoners were raped and then burned alive by other inmates during a jailbreak. Any hope that the unilateral ceasefire announced by the M23 might mark the end of the turmoil lasted less than 2 days. The latest town to fall is about 70 kilometres from the city of Bukavu, the capital of South Kivu province.
You're listening to World News from the BBC. Reports say Niger's military rulers have ordered the International Committee of the Red Cross to close all offices and leave the country immediately. The French news agency said it had been told that foreign staff were already departing. In January, Niger's interior minister said the government was taking measures to supervise humanitarian organisations. Sweden has been mourning the victims of the country's worst mass killing when a gunman shot dead 10 people in an adult education centre. Families of the dead and wounded place flowers and candles outside the centre in Örebro. Swedish media have named the suspected gunman as Rikar Andersson, an unemployed 35-year-old recluse who apparently shot himself. Police say they found no ideological motive for the killing. Argentina has announced its withdrawing from the World Health Organization. President Javier Milei is an admirer of Donald Trump, who pulled the US from the UN Health Agency last month. A presidential spokesman said Mr. Milei disagreed with many of the UN agency's policies, particularly its handling of the COVID pandemic. Imogen Folks reports from Geneva.
Argentina's decision to leave, though nowhere near as financially damaging as Washington's, is still a slap in the face for the World Health Organization. Just 2 days ago, the WHO Director General urged member states to persuade the US to reconsider, pointing to global successes against polio and life-saving programs on HIV/AIDS, TB and malaria. But the WHO has become a political football.
An ornate wooden ceiling at one of Brazil's most important Baroque churches has collapsed, killing one person and injuring several others. The victim is a young woman from Sao Paulo who was part of a tourist group visiting the Church of St. Francis in the northeastern city of Salvador. BBC News.